What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Bob Ryan, David Dennis Jr., Sarah Spain, Bill Plaschke. How about that panel? Rematch weekend in the NFL, Dolphins, Bills, Giants, Commanders. France, Argentina in the Worldliest Cup, and is doing the wave on the bench when you're up 46. Disrespectful. Let's go.
Love it.
The wave is fun. Why is everybody ripping the wave?
Niners 21, Seahawks 13. The eye test. I love you, Bob Ryan. Bill Plaschke, you are our Warby Parkers. You always talk about the eye test. So I ask you today, Brock Purdy's eye test results. And then, of course, everybody, whether you're recalibrating the 49ers Super Bowl chances now that you've seen Purdy go 2 touchdowns every week through the air and plus 52 in the 3 games he's seen real action. Bill Plaschke, around the horn to you.
The eye test is beautiful, these 49ers. I see them going to the Super Bowl, winning the NFC Championship. I see them beating the Eagles.
It's over already. You're saying games, you're seeing enough.
No, I'm not saying it's over, but I'm saying they're going to go to the NFC Championship. They're going to win the NFC Championship. I've seen them in person since they got McCaffrey. They're a completely different team. They're 7-0 since him. They're scoring a touchdown more game. Their defense has allowed 17 points or fewer in those 7 games. They have the perfect Super Bowl combination, the perfect combination at least to beat the Eagles. Purdy has been he's the third quarterback in history to do so well in his first 2 starts. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's Jimmy Garoppolo without the mistakes. They're the real deal.
Sarah Spain, you with Bill here? Real deal. You've seen enough.
Well,
Super Bowl.
I have
for the
seen
Niners?
Them as well on television, not in person with CMC or anybody else, but I was a little bit more hesitant to simply undermine Jimmy G by saying you could throw in a Mr. Irrelevant in his first starts and it would just be seamless. And I was wrong. It has been seamless. Purdy stepped into an incredible situation when it comes to weapons and when it comes to defense and when it comes to game plan and coaching. But he still has to show up and do it, and he has. And so I am as enthusiastic about the 49ers now as I was before Jimmy G got hurt, which is to say very. This is an extremely well-rounded team. I expected more drop-off, and maybe the sample size is still too small, but I don't think what Purdy has done seems gimmicky or limited. I think it seems like he's sliding right into that spot.
David Dennis Jr., I turn to you. Are you equally optimistic about Purdy at QB and the Super Bowl chances for these Niners?
Yeah, I'm optimistic about Purdy at QB. The thing that changes the dynamic here with Purdy is that they're letting him throw the ball down the field in the way that Garoppolo did not seem capable of. Garoppolo's had two deep touchdowns in 3 years. Purdy had 2 in the second quarter last week and then added another one last night. But, you know, so that allows them to do a little bit more offensively. And also, if, you know, Purdy starts to struggle because he still is a rookie and he gave a gimme interception last night, they got dropped, Garoppolo will be back for the playoffs. They have options to sort of figure this thing out. But this 49ers story is really about how great this defense has been for the last 7 games. They haven't allowed more than 2 touchdowns in the second half and earned 24 points total in the second half over this span. The defense has stepped up, and that's going to win them a Super Bowl if they get it.
So we've heard from Mr. Plaschke, Ms. Spain, Mr. Dennis. We now turn to Bob Ryan. And Bob, I know you love the eye test, but also, have you had this dance before, whether it was Garoppolo and Brady when the year Brady got hurt, or another year even longer ago, 20 years ago? What do you see with Brock Purdy?
I'm going all Yogi on you because, yes, indeed, it may be deja vu all over again, because 21 years ago we had a very similar scenario in which a respected quarterback was knocked out and a rookie.
He's going
in
there.
In this case, the
199th
pick in the draft. Kept doing things, and people would say, well, I wonder, can he keep doing it, right up to John Madden saying that they should, you know, go for the overtime. So, yeah, we may have seen this before. Let me say this. If I'm a young quarterback, for making us my NFL debut. What would I like? Would I like a great defense? Would I like a guy like McCaffrey who can do everything? Would I like one of the premier tight ends in the league so I have somewhere to go in third down? Would I like a coach who's got a brilliant offensive mind? Oh, gee, I have all those things, and I got some CD guy waiting to come back. He's got a great circumstance. And, yes, they are going to go a long way this year.
Okay, so you walked us to the line, Mr. Ryan, but you did not mention the name Tom Brady. You didn't mention the names. You're saying you feel like you've been through this before, but you're pulling the punch just a little bit.
No, I'm not. I'm just giving you guys credit for knowing where I'm. You know, why do I have to mention? It's rather obvious what I'm talking about. Every viewer knows
I thought you were just trying to hedge your bet, so you wouldn't be
part Bob, you're not
the next 20th anniversary or 40th anniversary saying, Brock Purdy is Tom Brady, and then we're all laughing about it. I thought you were trying to do that. Okay, all right. So everybody optimistic with where this team is with Brock Purdy. An amazing thing. A rookie taking over a team in December, and everybody thinks their Super Bowl chances went up. All right, one more story from last night. It's another eye test. Roughing the passer and negated a Niners pick six. Feels like there are more roughing the passer calls this year. But if it does, that's just a feeling because it's not the case. Roughing calls are down nearly 40% this year. NFL VP of Football Operations Troy Vincent early this week talked about the NFL potentially making roughing the passers reviewable. Sarah, would reviewable roughing fix what we saw last night or even in some other games this season?
Yeah, the stat you pointed out is interesting. 121 last year and just 76 so far this year. I think some of the most egregious ones are the ones that make us stand up and watch and complain about it. But those numbers tell us that it's working to the effect that the league wanted. I don't know if they'll introduce review feeling as though it undermines the intent, which is to call it when you think it's close because we'd rather be safe than sorry. On the other hand, maybe if the outcry is loud enough, they'll say, listen, we really like the direction that this rule has taken us in terms of lesser incidents of it and players maybe being more safe and not taking that risk as often. And we're willing to allow the review so that in those moments when it's really bad, like what we saw last night or some other occasions, we feel like we can remedy that. I think they should.
You think they should. Plasky, we saw this with pass interference too. And then what happened? We all realized halfway through, maybe this isn't what we want, a review, because it's still not clear to the people making the challenge.
I'm for reviewing everything they can. If we can see it on TV at home, they should be able to see it on the field. But I'm not against this roughing the passer calls. We have to protect the quarterback, and if we go overboard in doing it, so be it. They're the most important players. They're the franchise of all these teams. They're the league. The quarterbacks are the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Been horned, we'll move on. Dolphins at Bills tomorrow night. Latest forecast for Orchard Park. 27 degrees, 8 inches of snow by kickoff. So there's the weather, and there's weather Tua's in a slump. And there's the rematch of week three, which ended in mayhem and Bills OC Ken Dorsey trashing the coach's box. David, what is the one thing above all others that decides this big divisional rematch?
That Buffalo is just a better team than Miami. I mean, obviously the weather is going to play a factor in the game. Tua is not used to that. But I think the bigger issue is that Miami's going to need to run the ball. They're 29th in rushing. And on the defensive side, inexplicably, they allow 31.4 points on the road, which is twice as worse they allow at home. This team is slumping at the wrong time. Buffalo's just better, and the weather's only going to exacerbate
that.
I don't care where this game, whether the game's played in 85 degrees, 50 degrees, or 10 below. We have already seen the best of the Miami Dolphins, and the Buffalo Bills are going to where they're a better football team. I must confess, I'm a member, a charter member, not a new member of the Josh Allen fan club, and there's no question in my mind that the Buffalo will win.
But just to pull the thread on, you think the Dolphins have already showed us all they have, and now this is a regression to the mean? What specifically?
This is, I refer you to the Arizona Cardinals of a year ago. It's that kind of a deal unfolding before our eyes.
Bill Plaschke.
I saw Tua in person last week here in L.A. He's the worst quarterback I've seen this season. He was terrible. No, he was
had a bad game. Like, I'll give you that.
Well, it was weird. But he said two straight bad games, 22 QBR. He's 0-3 in games played under 50-degree temperatures.
All right.
Tua is a mess. The Dolphins are a mess. They're going to lose.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, this is about pressure and timing, and that slump that they alluded to is because of how defenses are deciding to press them with man instead of sitting back in zone. They're more willing to get burnt on a long ball than they are to give away the middle, which is to a sweet spot. And by the time those fast guys get that 10 to 15 yards away, they're already on top of him. Before Teron Armstead got hurt, he had given up fewer sacks in that 11 and a half first weeks of the season than after he got hurt in the last 2.5 weeks. So this is a team that can't protect him the same way. When he doesn't have time, he can't get to his guys. That's the difference the Bills
win. Clean sweep then. 4-for-4. Everybody's got Buffalo, and rather easily, it sounds like, in this matchup. One more story, and it's news of the afternoon. New York Jets, Mike White, not cleared by team doctors for contact, and that means it's going to be Zach Wilson's return to the Jets for an enormous game Sunday versus Detroit. Who thought we'd be saying that in December? Jets just lost their grip on playoff spot number 7, and Detroit is the hottest team in football outside of the 49ers, and they can really put themselves in playoff focus with a win. But it's the return for Wilson after the ignominious benching and the rise of White, Bob, that we'll start with. What can possibly be expected from Zach Wilson after all he's went through going in Sunday versus Detroit?
Keep in mind that even when they were going well, he was completing 55% of his passes, throwing more interceptions than touchdowns. How good is he anyway? What have we seen that inspire a great deal of confidence? And to somebody who was the second pick in the draft, I'm not expecting very much. Mm-hmm. No.
Plaschke?
Yeah, that completion percentage, Bob, was the worst in the NFL when he played. So he wasn't good. It was more than him just being a bad teammate. He was a bad quarterback. He's still a bad quarterback. It's not going to work. Detroit's desperate. Detroit wins this game.
Yeah, he has a lot more to gain than lose because, to their point, the expectations are pretty low. He wasn't great when he got benched. When he comes back, if he is good, it'll be like, wow, look how much he learned. If he's still not good, it'll be like, yeah, that's what we expected at this point from Zach.
David Dennis Jr.
Speaking of the eye test, I don't know anybody who saw those hits Mike White took last week and expect him to play this way. I wonder why it took him so long to announce that. But the Lions are the third worst defense in passing yards. If Zach can't do this week and play better this week, I don't know when he
right.
can.
Right. I mean, it's an interesting matchup in that regard. And it's an interesting matchup because these are two teams, you know, the playoffs are in reach for both these franchises, which is something they didn't think was possible maybe going into the season. So how is this game won? This is a game about receipts, right? The Jets say, we remember when you guys doubted us. And the Lions are saying the same thing about respect. Sarah, how is this game won?
The Lions are a much better defensive team now than they were at the start, so those season-long statistics are misleading. I think they're going to make it a lot tougher on Zach, and their offense is going to show up in pounding, too. Lions win.
I agree. Lions are going to, Lions defense playing a little bit better, but the offense is going to take them over the hump.
The Lions' belief in themselves grows with every week they will win.
Bill Plaschke.
Dan Campbell's going to do something amazing. I love Dan Campbell. Can I say that? I love him.
All right.
My favorite coach.
That's been a turn of around in just 2 months. Wow. So you guys agree with everything the other person said in every discussion today? Let's see if that changes it by herself.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Pizza Hut. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
News of the day. Brittany Griner home for the holidays, passing all medical checks at San Antonio Fort Sam Houston base. And today on Instagram, she posted this note with many thank yous and promising to use her platform to do whatever she can to help all Americans detained abroad come home. And, quote, I intend to play basketball for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury this season. In doing so, I look forward to being able to say thank you to those of you who advocated and wrote and posted for me in person soon. I'm not sure anyone was expecting that announcement, that basketball was part of her future. Season is 6 months away, Sarah, but what's your reaction to today's news?
Well, we hoped for it, but maybe not to learn it this soon. And I think it's the best possible news that she feels like she'll be physically and mentally able by then. And I also think her life is completely different going forward. And, you know, the expectation that she may be mistreated or talked about differently or otherwise, for her to have that safe space around her teammates and around basketball, which she spent her whole life doing, I think is going to be massive to her coming back and getting back to a normal life.
David Dennis Jr.
Yeah, I want to note that when she got on the practice court, as soon as she got back into the country, the first thing she did was dunk a basketball. If you don't have chills from that, I don't know what to tell you. Now that she's made this announcement, it's imperative that the Mercury, the WNBA, do what they can to support her, to make sure that they have mental health practices in place, physical therapy is done to help her get through after what she went through and help her move forward. It's important that she gets that support, when she takes the court.
Bob Ryan.
I welcome her back, and I'm not really surprised she's going to play just because that is her essence as a basketball player. And the support that she got from the entire league had to have really amazed her and made her inspired. And also, let me say this, in terms of any negative things that she's going to hear, she's heard plenty of other things in her unusual life. She's a person very comfortable in her own skin. She's a strong, intelligent person. She'll get through all that, and I think she'll be fine.
And Bill Plaschke.
May 19th, Los Angeles, against the Sparks. She'll make her WNBA debut coming back. That's her first game back. I'll be there. The world will be watching. It's a wonderful news. And it's wonderful for her teammates. I covered them last year when they were so upset when she was gone. They were so discombobulated. They were so worried and praying, and it was a lost season for them. Great they get her back. It's just wonderful news.
Giants, Washington, Sunday. It tied you in knots the last time. Now the effect that this has on the playoff picture. This is 6-7. Both would be in trouble with a loss. It's also two teams going in different directions the last 2 months. Washington, after San Fran and Detroit, the hottest team in football, the Giants haven't beaten an NFC East opponent this year. David, it's a question of who you got, and the answer could be both. They could tie again. Who you got?
I got the Commanders. Look, if they tie, the NFL could just kick both of them out the playoffs. I cannot deal with another tie with this team. The Commanders are 11th in the NFL in yards per play on defense and 10th in points per game defensively. The Giants are slumping. Commanders, I think, are going to win. And the Giants play the Vikings next week, which is going to, you know, push them further out of the playoffs. I think the Lions are replacing them, and the Lions are going to make them the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Bob Ryan.
Remember what I said earlier about the Dolphins, and we have seen the best of them. Same's true with the Giants. Remember when Dable was going to be the coach of the year? And he's, no. Fact of the matter is that the one team is going one way, which is up, and that's the Commanders. The other team is going the other way, which is down, and that's the Giants. Commanders win this game.
Flash.
Commanders have the best defense in the NFC since week 6. Heineke's 5-1-1 as
better
a starter.
Better than San Fran that we just said was the best defense in the NFL
since,
and has won
since week 6. Since week 6.
I'm going to look at those numbers, but here, for now.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. And Heineke's 5-1-1, and Saquon Barkley's done. Commanders win.
His numbers have gone down yards per carry since the midway point of the season. And Sarah, again, it's the same question I asked earlier with a team that has just turned off a little bit in the last month, yeah. Like Miami. What's gone wrong for the Giants, and who you got?
They've regressed to more of the expectation, limited roster, limited quarterback injuries. That defense through the first 9 games of the season was only giving up 19 points, and in the last 4, it's been 31-plus. On the other side, to what Bill just spoke about, the Commanders, they've forced at least one turnover every game over their last 6-1-1 streak, and they had so few at the beginning of the season that turnover, that short field for that offense has made all the difference.
You've got Washington's game. Another game? Everybody's picking one team. This is it. You know exactly what's going to happen by the end of this week. Unbelievable upsets. Everybody wrong. Plaschke, I checked the stat. Since week 6. the defense the fewest points allowed and the best turnover margin is
Come on.
The Washington Commanders. Phil Plaschke.
Yes, baby.
Oh. Sarah Spain.
I can't believe you get that many points just for being right once. Wow.
Bob Ryan.
It's all the timing, Sarah.
Bob, real
it's
quick. Timing, Bob, I know Sarah. You had a FaceTime you wanted to share today. Real quick.
Baker is the new president of the NCAA. He should have asked me if got it before he took the job. It's the second worst job in America after mayor in New York.
All right, we're in the giving season. Sarah, since you would have had a FaceTime, what would it be?
I didn't think about it beforehand.
Blaschke's right.
Blaschke, yeah. Dennis Jr., showdown in 2 minutes.
Woohoo!
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The number one seed in the Western Conference right now. Anybody? It's right there, people.
Memphis.
Thank you. Memphis pounding Milwaukee last night. Shockingly, brutally, so bad. Memphis's bench was doing the wave during the game when they were up by nearly half a hundred. Bill, fair or foul to do the wave up 46 on your opponent?
I think it's totally fair. The wave was cool at the beginning. It got to be old. It's cool again. It's so out. It's in. I love the wave. Do it. Let's do it right now, David. Come on. Let's do the wave.
Yeah, let's do the wave at any time. No. I'm going to beat Bill by 40 points, too, and I'm doing the wave now, so it's all good.
So it's all good. No disrespect to your opponent. Giannis, Middleton, they were -28 and 20.
No.
They were laying to the crowd.
They're up by 40. That was disrespectful enough. Let them enjoy the dance.
We move on. We end with the biggest news in the world because, well, it's the World Cup. And we make it last in the show because it decides our game right here. So, France, Argentina. The storylines are many, but you can't get past Mbappe versus Messi for the World Cup, David Dennis Jr. What's the one thing that decides this game and what will the world look like after?
I mean, the one thing that's going to decide the game is Mbappe reaching for the GOAT crown, like making himself, somebody who is looking like he's going to be the best ever if he wins. And by the age of 36, he's going to beat Ronaldo for most international goals.
Mm-hmm. Plaschke?
Reaching for the GOAT crown? Are you kidding me? Messi's going to be the GOAT. Messi's going to win this game. He's playing better than he's ever played before. He's his best World Cup ever. It's destiny. It's poetry. Messi, the GOAT.
Oh, destiny. Oh, that was a word that was on a certain list.
Oh, no.
David Dennis Jr. No.
Tomorrow is the Celebration Bowl. Jackson State, North Carolina Central University. There's been a lot of conversation about the coach who's leaving Jackson State, but what we need to acknowledge is what will be at Jackson State when he leaves is that culture of excellence, that culture of HBCU greatness. And if you love covering Jackson State HBCUs with him there, you should continue to do it next year and years after that.
Pressure win for David Dennis Jr. today. The family was in the house right off camera cheering him on. Congrats, David. 71.5-hour break. See you Monday.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.